Creating an online course is often one of the first digital products that many creators and entrepreneurs will turn to when they want to get into this online education space. Now, a week or so ago, I did a live stream on this is what I'd do if I didn't want to create a course, and I looked at a lot of other options. But a lot of us will lean to courses, and often that is the first place that you are starting. So I'm going to show you step by step how to create a course in Kajabi today. So if you have wanted to create a course and you're like, how do I actually do that? What do I consider? What buttons do I click and how do I set it up? I am going to show you how easy it is to set up the structure for your course and give you a little bit of guidance on how you can start with creating lessons, outlining your content, and getting your online course ready for sale. This is going to be a tech session. So if you are listening on the podcast, it might be a good one to watch on video instead over on YouTube at youtube.com/@SueMcLachlan. However, you may be able to get a lot of this out of this regardless, but I will be doing a Kajabi tech walkthrough today. So if you have ever wanted to create your own online course, this is going to be your introduction, and I'm going to show you all of the things that you need to do to get started. So I vote we dive into the tutorial. And if you do have any questions as I am going, please do let me know. Now, the first place to start is with the course itself. Now, Kajabi have courses pretty much as their main product, and most online education platforms do, because courses are a fantastic way to create a resource that you can sell again and again. You can either run it as a cohort and actually support people through at a set time frame, or you can have it as an on-demand course where people are able to go through it at their own pace. And I'll show you a couple of quick tricks on how you can actually get people to be more engaged in the course when they are doing it on demand, because that can sometimes be a challenge. People will sign up for your course and then not actually go through it. But there are some cool automations and other things that you can set up on your course to help people keep on coming back to it and reward the progress that they have made. But first point is, what is your big course idea? You will need to work that out first and definitely validate it before you even get to this point. I did do a live stream on validation, so I will drop the link for that into the comments after this, so you can go and watch that on how to validate that this idea is something that people are actually going to want before you build it. Don't make the mistake of building out your course before you know if people want to buy it, because you might have an awesome idea and maybe it is fantastic, but you want to make sure that's something that people are interested in buying. Or if you're doing it as a free course, doesn't matter, you've still got to validate it to make sure that people are actually going to sign up for it, so that you can use that free course as a way to introduce people into your world and the other offers that you have. So let's start with assuming we've got our idea. We're going to go to products in Kajabi and new product, and in this case, we are going to click on course. Now, Kajabi is going to help us do some basics in terms of the setup. So it's going to help you do a basic outline. I will absolutely show you. I'm just going to get rid of this off the screen. It will show you sort of a very basic course outline, and I'll share some ways that I actually do it to make it feel a little bit more refined than Kajabi's sort of basic course AI builder. So we can choose here evergreen and cohorts. If you do not have this feature in your account, it will be coming at some point. You may just have not an option here. It may just have courses. Cohorts is where you can set up the course structure, and then each time you run the cohort, you're basically making a copy of that course structure. So that can be fantastic, so you don't use up your product limit when you are running cohorts, if you're running that 2-3 times a year. And evergreen means it's always available. It's a single course, and as you update it, it updates on just that one version. So we are going to click onto next, and we are going to give this one a name. I am going to call this a Create Your First Digital Download in One Day, as that is a course that I am building out for our Kajabi Shop Sprint that is happening in a few weeks. Create a digital download in One Day. Could probably be in 1 hour, to be honest. I'm not going to put a description in here, but this description is basically what the AI will use if you use this info to generate content and additional resources. How to set up Kajabi digital downloads in and find content you can sell. So I am going to use this, but if you are doing an outline, maybe you're doing a post-it note outline, or perhaps you're using ChatGPT or some kind of like a whiteboard type of structure, some other tool to help you outline your content, Google Doc, you know, whatever it is, then you can use this to get some ideas. If you're starting from absolute scratch, you know, it's a good starting point, but you probably want to use some other tools as well. So I'm going to, because it's literally just using two sentences to do that, I'm going to change some of these colors. They're a little bit bright. If we have a thumbnail at this point, this is where we can add it in, but it's very easy to add it afterwards. And I will show you how you can do that very quickly and easily in Canva, and how to add it in afterwards. So a thumbnail is like the preview image that people will see. You can choose whether you want this to be free or paid. And you can choose whether you want a paywall for this course. Now, what a paywall is it gives you the opportunity to segregate certain parts of the course. Maybe you want to have the first module available for free so people can evaluate the first module and then go on to the full course. This is going to sort of split the course and hide anything below the paywall. So that way you would have two checkouts or offers for your course. One of them would give full access and one of them would give that partial access. And you can make the partial access only for a limited amount of time as well. So you can choose whether you're going to set that up. This one is just a simple course. So I'm not going to set up a paywall. I think that works better for courses where there are a lot of modules and you just want to give partial access to some of it temporarily or permanently, or for a membership product where you want to use your course as a base for your membership and have certain modules that are available to your students in certain situations. We are actually going to make this one free because this is my Kajabi test account and I'm just going to make it easier by setting it up free. This will create a checkout for us because even if it's free, you will need a checkout. I'm going to come to how you set up the actual checkouts for that shortly, but you can choose your price. It will then go and set up those offers which you need to give people access to your course. And this is where it is creating and doing that wizard for the outline. It's going to create a very basic landing page for you that you can then use as a waitlist page or to sell. And it's going to create an email that you can use to send out, and that's going to link together. I don't mind these. I think it's a helpful start if you're completely fresh and new. But in most situations, I find that people will want to go a little bit deeper and generate their own landing page with their own copy and their own emails rather than relying on the AI, especially if you've got a very, very brief description because it doesn't have a whole lot to go on. And as you may know, AI tools tend to work better when you give them more. So it could always be a case that you max out that description area right in the beginning and you'll find that it will give you a lot better information. So now we have the bones of our course created. As we can see, we didn't add a thumbnail, so it doesn't have an image yet, but you can go and add that in later. And we have three modules. So this has created some very basic modules for us: understanding Kajabi and digital downloads, finding and creating content, and setting up and selling. I'm like, actually, that's not a bad structure, especially for this sort of mini course that I'm creating. And what it will do as well is it will give you a little bit of text in here. So it's going to create content for you that you can use as a rough outline, or you can use it more as a brainstorm. Now, if you don't want to use this content that it creates, couple of options. You can just delete it. Bear in mind, you can't delete a whole module. If you try to delete the whole module, there's no option. You need to go and, go into here, delete the lesson one by one and then delete the module. So if you try to delete the module, we can't delete the whole module. No, we can't. Okay. I was thinking, is there a new feature? No. So you have to delete the lessons first and then delete the module. Or you can just leave them in there as draft and they're not going to show up anywhere. It depends on how messy you want to create it. If we didn't check that get help in the beginning, this would be blank and it would just say introduction. There'd be one sort of lesson in here and we can then build it out. So we can create content, add content here, modules, submodules, lessons, and quizzes. And if you are importing content where you've already made all the videos, or you're importing it from another platform, you can actually upload up to 20 videos at a time, which is a really fantastic shortcut to get things in quickly. So you don't need to go lesson by lesson and then load videos up one at a time. When you use that multiple video upload, it's actually going to take the name of the video file and turn that into a lesson with the video already attached, and then you can go and adjust that. So some options for you there, but we're gonna just stick with these for now. This is a great starting point for us. So understanding Kajabi and digital downloads, maybe we wanna change that title. So we can just go in here and adjust that title and add a description if we want. I'm gonna show you where that shows up when we go into the customizing. We're in the what I call the back end of the course. This is where you're adding like all of the information and the content, and then the customizing area, which we'll get to in a sec. That's where you choose what it's gonna look like and make it pretty, et cetera. You can add a thumbnail here. So I like to add thumbnails, especially for my modules. I like to add them for lessons as well. You can just use the automatic thumbnail option if you've got videos on there. Just a real quick run through. This is just examples of some thumbnails that I've created for a course where we've got a module thumbnail, which looks a little bit different. So that's what we're adding to those module areas and submodules, and then the individual lessons. And when you use thumbnails, it can just make it look nice and consistent rather than just sort of having random screenshots of faces from videos or sort of randomly picking slides. So if you would like that graphic sort of consistency, use thumbnails. The standard size for thumbnails in Kajabi is basically like the YouTube thumbnail size, or 1280 by 720 pixels. I have got like a basic Canva thumbnail template. So if you would like that, let me know and I can share that with you. Just pop a comment in. All right, so this is where you would add that thumbnail and that description, and you can add those in for submodules as well. We can go into here and add a submodule if we wanted to break it up. So I'd only tend to use submodules where it's a bigger course, where there is a lot of content. If you've only got 3 to probably 5, 6 lessons, probably even up to 10 lessons, I would just keep it into one module. So you've got this little folder icon so you can see. If we're like, actually, do you know what? This would be better in here. You can move things around. So you can easily move lessons from module to module. So it's helpful if you're like, actually that one would go better in this section. So you can move things up and down. When we get to the actual video part of it, so Kajabi's creating this text-based area. So you can read it, keep it, delete it, whatever you would like. But this is a text-based lesson is considered media none. For those, I would definitely add a lesson thumbnail. It'll make it look a lot nicer. So you can certainly have text-based lessons as part of your content. If you want to add video lessons, then you would just go and upload the video, choose your file. There would be no text added automatically, so you may want to get the transcript of that video, pop it into ChatGPT and say, hey, can you please write a 2-paragraph summary of this lesson? So you can then paste it into here or add any other resources or anything that you references that you want into this area. If you have a video file, you can also add downloads. Now, downloads could be things like supplementary PDFs. If we go into add files, you could have like an Excel file. I personally prefer to use Google Sheets if I am sharing, because it's then online and people aren't needing to download it to their computer, but totally up to you. So you can add links. You can add things straight from Google Drive or Dropbox. Those are files, or you can just browse a file here, and they will then show up in the lessons under the download area. So that is if you're using video. Instead, not as well as, you can use audio. So you could just pick a file and then that will be an audio only lesson. And if you have been using Kajabi for a while, you may have assessments that you've already created. Personally, if I was going to use some sort of a quiz or an assessment tool, I would use the actual quiz, which has been added into Kajabi in the last couple of years. This assessment is helpful, but the quizzes are much better in my opinion. But if you've already got assessments created, this is where you would link them up. So this is your lesson itself. You can choose whether you want comments visible, hidden, or locked. So I like to have comments visible. I like to have ways for people when they're watching the lessons to be able to ask questions. If you have got a lot of students, that could be overwhelming and you may prefer to support them in a community, in which case you can just hide the comments and just not have that available. Automations, this is where things get really cool with Kajabi. On every lesson in your course, you can add an automation. Now, this is optional. You may not want to do this if you're doing minimum viable, get it out, you know, as quick as you can. But if you're at the point where you're like, all right, I want to optimize and I want to make my course better and more engaging and try and get more people to complete it, then doing automations is really helpful. So basically an automation, when you add it from here, will be when this lesson is completed. And that is when someone has watched more than 85% of the video or they actually mark the lesson as complete, then any of the following can happen. You could grant them an offer, and an offer is a checkout essentially. So you could grant them, so you're giving them access to something that you have set up. This is how you use the badge feature if you're going to use gamification. When the lesson is completed, grant an offer. The badges are connected to offers. So it might be like grant, super student. I mean, that's pretty cheesy, but you know what I mean. You can have different things set up for that. You could subscribe them to an email sequence if you have some kind of email sequence set up to help people engage once they've completed like the introductory module, for example, or a certain lesson in that. You could register them to an event. You could add a tag or remove a tag. So it could be as they move through, you can, you know, see where someone is at in their course. So you could have a tag on the first lesson, add tag, module one of blah, blah course. When they get to the last lesson or the first lesson of the next module, when they start that, you could remove the tag and then add tag module two, like, you know, if you wanted to do that. You could just simply send an email. This is a thing that I use the most often. And I just send an email often at the end of a module. And I'm like, awesome. You know, I'm so glad that you have got through this first module. Next, we'll be looking at blah, blah, blah. And I'll give them links through to that next module and a reminder to ask questions if they want to. So sometimes having those personal touches and just a little like, yeah, awesome, you're doing really well, isn't something that people go and do and set up. So it's a nice little added extra in a way that you can have touch points without you having to actually do it individually and know where people are up to. This is all going to happen in the background once you have set it up. At any point, you can send a certificate. Normally, I would do that at the end of the course, like at the last lesson, but you can send a certificate. And there could be little perks and bonuses that people don't know about. Like when they complete certain modules or certain lessons, maybe you will send them a discount coupon for a different course. Maybe if you're cross-referencing a course, if you have like a mini course, but it's referencing a bigger course or a different course, like cross-selling into a different course, maybe at that lesson, when they complete it, you can be like, hey, you know, thanks for completing this lesson, I don't know, on pricing. Did you know that I've actually got a full detailed pricing course where I will go into much more detail than this lesson? It's normally $47, but you know, you can use this coupon and get 50% off. Something like that is a really great way to actually increase your revenue in the course that you're already in. And you know, it's a nice surprise value add for the customer. So think about ways that you could use those automations, because it's pretty cool and it makes Kajabi, you know, even more useful when you are setting up courses. All right. So this is in our lessons themselves. So I'm just going to come back here to the main course. So you can add as many lessons as you want. I think the course that I have the most lessons in is up to almost 400 now, which is my Kajabi tutorial product. So, you know, the number of lessons is more going to be restricted by your imagination and what you think is actually, you know, useful and helpful for your students. But at any point you can add lessons in. If you have already created another course, maybe there's certain lessons that you put in every course, like an introduction or, you know, some certain aspects of working with you and your business and things like that, or you've just created a lesson in another course and you want to be like, oh, I don't want to do that again, I just want to pull it in, you can also import lessons from other courses, which is really helpful. So once we've got our courses, if we want to go and customize, we do need to make sure that we are publishing the things that we are going to see. So even if you have not finished it yet, no one is going to have access to this. We can see customers here is zero, because the only way that someone is going to get access to this course, you are creating this and it does not exist and it's not available anywhere on the internet yet, The offers, which is under sales, that is how people actually get access to the course. So even if you have everything published, it's not publicly available. It is behind a login paywall. And even if someone logs in, the only way they can see this actual course is if they have access to an offer. So I'm just going to do a very, very quick run through of offers, because often it's like, oh, but I've got the course, why can't anyone see it? Is often a frustration. So when we went through that, that process of setting up the course, it actually created this offer for us. If you go through that and you skip that part of it where it says, you know, free, and there's a little thing that says skip for now, it's not going to create that. So you may need to go and create an offer, but thankfully it created it for us. Now, this is what actually determines someone's access and how long they get access for and all how much they pay and all those kinds of things. So the offer is connected to the product, but they're two separate things. You can have as many offers as you'd like for the one product. So if you have different price points, if you have early bird pricing and then, you know, different pricing later, payment plans, each one of those needs to be a separate offer, but it's just the one product. So for this one, it's create a digital download in a day. This is not going to show up anywhere, so we don't need to worry about it. If you did want a different name, if you're using like codes for your courses, I'm going to be doing a naming convention slash my Kajabi account's a mess. How do I clean it up soon? And one of the things that I suggest is naming convention so that you can easily find things. This is where you would put it in this internal title. This is what your students see. So it's the external title. This is just for you internally. This is the product connected to the offer. So let's just say you wanted to create something and it had a course and a community, and you create the community and you're like, it's not connected. This is where you can come and add additional products. So this offer determines, so this checkout determines what things specifically someone is going to get access to. And we can also begin access on a specific date. So if you are pre-selling the course, and let's say this isn't going to be available until the 1st of June, you're creating it now, but you want to start selling it, even though you haven't created everything yet, you can begin that at a certain date. So we can say, actually, we do not want this one available until the 1st of June. So that is an option as well. And we can restrict access as well. So it might be that we only want access to be available for 365 days. So maybe you're selling 12 months access or 3 months access or whatever it is, you can set that via this offer. And maybe it's that you have course offer 12 months and then course offer with unlimited. If you do not set that and that is blank, and you do not set that and that is blank, this will just give access forever. And this begin access means begin immediately. Like as soon as they sign up, they will see everything that is published in the course. Just really, really quickly as well, after purchase, this is what happens when someone buys. They can go through to that product library and then you can set additional automations up to do onboarding emails and all of those things. But I just wanted to just touch on the fact that you need an offer in order to be connected to the course. So we're going to just click onto this to go back into our course. So the offer is what gives your students access. So when they log in with their email address, it knows which people to give access to. And when you do use that paywall feature, it will know which people get access to just the bit above the paywall and which people get access to the entire program. So I'm just going to just put these to published so we can go into the back end. And I just want to really quickly talk as well about this drip feature. So drip is what's going to allow you, maybe you don't want all of the modules to be accessed right away. So let's just say that this module is module one for week one. This is module two for week two. So we're going to set that to 7 days. And this one is going to go out week three. So this one we want to go out week two. So this is 14 days. So the number of days is the number of days after they enroll. So after they pay, or on that offer, that's where that's setting the start date. So if we set the start date on the 1st of June, this would drip on the 7th of June, and this would drip on the 14th of June. So that's how you can control at what point in time that content goes out. If I'm ever doing anything live or doing it for the first time, what I will often do is do this exact setup, but I will publish the module. The module name will show up. the lessons won't. And then I will just manually go in when they're all ready and just set them to published and then send an email out saying, hey, module 3 is ready. That is what I do if I'm building it as I go. However, if it is an evergreen, always on course and it's completely built out and you just want it to drip out like week by week after someone signs up or day by day, that's when you can go through and set up those published. You can't drip a lesson though. There's only draft and publish. If you do want to drip things out, say day by day, you will have to create a module or a sub-module and then put the lesson inside that because the drip setting is set at the module or sub-module. We also have the option of locking, which is pretty cool, and that will lock certain content. So they'll see the module and it'll say coming soon or locked, depending if it's dripped or locked. And if we lock by lesson, we choose. So until someone's gone past this introduction to Kajabi lesson, this content here is locked. So they will just see that it's there, but they won't be able to access it to it. Once this lesson is marked as complete, this will unlock. So that can be another way that you can restrict content and get people to complete certain parts of it before the rest of it will unlock. So all of that is set up in what I call the back end, the bit that doesn't look quite so pretty because you can't see anything. Where you actually choose what the course looks like, and this is one of the great powerful things that I love so much about Kajabi, is under this customize area. This is where you can choose your template. So it is just going to choose a default template for you, but we're going to go into install template and that is going to give us other options here. So we have the options of gamification, or we have the options of these different templates that are showing here, and you can actually try all of them out and put all of the templates on. How I think about a template for a product is that whatever you create in that back end, all of the lessons and the thumbnails and all of that will always stay the same. And the template is like putting a phone case. So think of the course content as like your phone, and then the template for your course as like a phone case that you put on top of it to make it look differently. So the core is still the same. You're just showing, changing how it looks to the outside world, whether you want something plain or whether you want something beautiful and fancy. There are two main kind of types of layouts for templates in Kajabi. So this Premiere layout, this Gamify Lite actually uses the Premiere. So it's basically where there is this sort of two-thirds of the screen is the lesson and a third of it is this sidebar area, or you can remove the sidebar and it will go full screen. Or the Momentum, which is where all of the lessons are listed down the side. So this Creative, Gamify Lite and Premiere, those are on the same framework. And this Sunset, Momentum and Gamify Lite with Sidebar are all built on the Momentum framework. Prosper is also built on the Premiere type of framework where it's this style. But what these are doing is giving you different like color and design options. And there are other templates available as well in the Kajabi template store. We have a few course templates in there if you want to take this plain Momentum or this plain Premiere and give it a bit of a zhuzh and make it look a little bit fancier. These templates here, the Gamify Lite and the Sunset, are actually coded templates made by two of the legend Kajabi template creators, Bastian from Jiffy Courses and Penny from Penny in Your Pocket. They are both very, very clever and awesome template creators, and they give you additional functionality. So this sunset theme allows you to do a little bit more with the layout and have sort of a prettier, more visual layout, even though you're using this sort of sidebar. And this Gamify is actually allowing you to add badges. So you could start with Premiere and just do it really plain. And if you want to add gamification in, then you can just load up this template, build it out, and once it's ready, then just swap it over. So the templates can be built separate to your course content. So that's why you can load all of them up if you want to. But let's just say we want to preview and load up this. Sorry, we don't want to preview. We want to actually load up this sunset. If you have this, so the blue bar is around it, you're kind of clicking onto it, then we can just go install template. If you purchased a template from elsewhere, you can upload the template here. So we're going to install this sunset template. You can see we've got the blue border around it. So it's going to give you a little bit of a preview of what that's going to look like. And then we can choose, do we want to use that? Once we've installed it, it's not going to automatically make it the one that we're working on. It's just going to pop it into this installed templates area. If we wanted to use this one, we can click on to activate, or we can just customize it without turning it live. So the active one is the live one. We're just going to click into this one here just for now. I just wanted to show you how you can add a template if you wanted to. So this is where you are able to customize the look of your Kajabi course. So by default, it is just creating this very plain background based on one of the colors that we chose. It's got this ugly logo in here. It is putting a menu, like your main menu, in, and it's got this format here where we have got the lessons, and these ones are, the content was draft, so that's why it's not showing up, but this one is showing the lessons here, and then we've got this sidebar area. So you probably go in here and go, I think I want to customize it a little bit more. So we can go into the hero. We can choose whether we want to show this at all. Sometimes I've seen courses where they just don't have that. Or we can go in and add a background image and a color in here. So you could just make it a plain color. You can add in a background image. If you want to, you can go and create something in Canva, or you could even just put a photo in the background. And you can choose the spacing. Do you want this to be a small header? Do you want this to be large? Like, it'll play around with the spacing. It will also depend on what you've got in this content area. So this content in the hero, I'm just going to put this back to small. This has currently got product info where it says show title and show description. And you might be like, but I can't change it. Like, why isn't it working? I'll show you, you actually change the title and the description in the settings area in that back end. This is the front end of the course. So if you want to have a bit more customization over what shows in here, we can actually hide or delete this product title and instead add a text box. And this is where you can actually choose, awesome course instead, and we can make that a heading one and put short description here. So you can play around with that, but you might be like, oh, well, now the button's on the top and I don't like that. So you can then just move this around, just like when you're editing a landing page, and you might not even want that button, or you might want it to say something else. You can hide it. You can do whatever you like. So you've got a little bit of customization here. Remember as well, you can add images to make it look prettier. This is basically where I'm editing now. This product, like, we've got a drop down of things here. The product is like the home page of your course. And I'm doing this in Premiere, so it would look a little bit different if you're using that Momentum sidebar style. But the same thing, you can just go down bit by bit. You can go into the settings, you can change the typography and the color scheme. We might make this, I don't have a lot of great colors in here because on my settings, but we might make this, we'll go in and add this to be a blue color. And we can go and change this dark color here. Darker is actually the text color, but we can go and change different things. This one has picked up the purple because that was set at the beginning. So if we want to change the color, we can come in here and play around with all of those kinds of things. So the color scheme, topography, this general appearance, if you wanted to instead use a different background color or actually use an image in the background, you can come in here. So lots and lots of settings. There's a lot more settings than, you know, a lot of people just leave it pretty much at default. But there's so much that you can do. This header area here, this is where you can show a header. And this is the header. You can choose whether you want to have a text logo and what that says. This could just be the name of the course, or if you have an image, or you can just put your own image. And you can also choose, if someone clicks on that, is it going to take them to your website home, or is it going to take them to the product home? The product home mean basically back to this home page. So often I'll have it set to the product home. So if someone's somewhere throughout the course and they click onto this, it's going to take them back to the home area. This is where you would add your logo and size it, etc. And this is where you can add a menu if you want to. This is defaulted to main menu. Often I actually build a menu for the course itself, depending on how big the course is and what other references that there are. If it's a membership program, absolutely. So you can actually, instead of having this menu navigate around your website, have it navigate to specific parts of your course, one-on-one calls, to your community, if you are using something like a Facebook group, to the Facebook group. If there is a calendar, you could have that. If it's an ask a question, there's lots of different things that you could use. It could be a start here section, latest content, which could direct them to that if it was a membership. So there's certainly customization that you can do. If you don't want that at all, just turn it off. You can turn that off completely. And as well, you've got the option with your search in here. You can have this search content. You can show what that says on search. And I believe you can actually show header. We can actually, oh no, maybe you can't turn search off. I was thinking we could turn search off, but maybe we can't. I might be having a little bit of a brain fart there. So with search here, I think there is somewhere else that we will actually set that up. That will mean if someone wants to search through, the search feature works on this information in the course text area and the title, and it will then show people every reference of their search term. This user menu, I recommend leaving that in there. This is where people can log out. They can access their own Kajabi account with you. You can add an optional announcement bar. Sometimes I find this helpful, especially if it's a free course, to direct people to other things that could be helpful for them. Or it could be that you're announcing, hey, you know, new module is live, or this new resource has just been added, or, you know, something that you can share where this can actually go to a URL. This can go anywhere where any sort of normal announcement bar can go to a landing page. You could send someone to a checkout page if there's some sort of bonus thing that they can buy or an upsell. You could just send them straight to a URL. And now in courses, we can actually open a pop-up checkout. So if we wanted them to be able to upgrade, like, hey, want further help, book a one-on-one call here. If you had a one-on-one call, you could have this booked in here. So I'm going to look for a coaching offer. Okay, let's just say single coaching call. You can have that so that when someone is going to click on that, I'll just preview it so that you can see, it will let them just be able to book it right away. So I didn't change that to the wording, but that's just going to pop up a checkout for you. So someone can just put their information on and grab it straight away, which is really, really cool. All right, so we can also change colors, and you can add calls to action and other things into your header area. So you get to customize all of that. There's so much customizability. I could do this training for about the next 10 hours. So I do offer lots more tutorials and other Q&As inside my coaching. So let me know if you want additional help, or check out my YouTube channel, because I do go into more detail with lots of all these different areas that you can customize. So also don't forget, this is one thing that I so often see, even sometimes from big creators, it really surprises me, to update your footer. Often I'll see this copyright will still say 2025 Kajabi, and these social links by default are going to go to Kajabi's social media. So don't forget to go in and update those and make them your own, and or just take them off. You can just remove the social icons if you don't want them, and you can, you know, change that so it is your own. Now, this is the home. Oops, I'm just going to cancel that. This is the homepage area. One of the other two things that I really like doing to this homepage is, firstly, you can add a welcome body. And I think this is especially helpful if you're setting up a course on pre-order and the actual content, maybe this content isn't actually available and you haven't finished it and you don't want anyone to see it at all, in which case you can show this welcome body area, and that allows you to create basically a mini sort of web page block in here. You could put a video in here. You can have this product info that's going to pull from your product, or you could just have a text area. If you have coaching, you can add the coaching scheduling widget in here. So if someone gets a free call or an onboarding call, that can be added directly into this. You can add code. So if there is something that is a code, like an embed code that you want to add in, an image, you can add just straight up text where you put some information. There's lots of things that you can do in here, and you just basically add each thing one by one. So we can add some copy in here. We're just going to get rid of this because I don't really love this. The video isn't going to show unless you actually load the video, but I definitely recommend putting in a welcome video in this section, and putting in some text, tell people about what's going on. You can maybe add an image. You know, like I said, if you're using coaching as well, you can have that scheduling widget in there, which is fantastic. And this can be in lieu of your content. So often when I'm pre-selling, like I said, and I don't want people to see the content, I have the option to just remove the syllabus altogether. So they will only see this welcome area, and that's where you can explain the full content is going to be available on the 1st of June. In the meantime, feel free to book your onboarding call. But, you know, here's, you know, some helpful video in the meantime or something like that. You can actually add a little bit in here, but hide the whole syllabus. You build it out in your back end. No one's going to see what you're doing. When you're ready, you just come back and turn it on. This is also where, depending on the type of course that you're doing, you can change how it shows. So you might want just the categories, like the main modules and submodules, to show instead of every single lesson. I tend to, if it's less than, say, 10 to 12 lessons, like a mini course, have all of the content showing, and then people can just see all the videos. If you have a lot, however, it can end up where it's like page, 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 and people have got to scroll through it, in which case I would recommend categories. Then people will click into the category and then they'll see all of the lessons. So that is completely optional. But that is some choices for you in the display. So definitely go through all of these options. This product sidebar is the other thing that I don't feel that people use as much as they can. And this is where you can do upsells and cross-sells and information blocks. You can add content in here. You can add a custom block, and that is going to be something like this, where it's going to add. You can optionally have an image, and that can be, this whole block is clickable. So you can add content in here with a title. So this is your heading and content and a button, and any part of that can be taken off as well. And you can just have images, and these can actually click through to other places. You can open it in a new window. So this is perfect if you are wanting to give people next steps, if you're wanting to direct them to other resources or other things that you offer. It could be downloads, like if you have individual downloads on the lessons, but you've got a whole workbook, you could add that in here. You can also add that into the work, into the this welcome body with a call to action button. There's a lot of things that you can do, excuse me, in here. So please make good use of this sidebar area. Remember, in the sidebar though, there is one thing that trips people up constantly. This is the instructor bio. So by default, it is going to add this John Doe instructor bio, and it can be so frustrating if you change this and you turn it into your name, but then it keeps showing up. And that's where you have to remember that there are two parts of this customization. This is this the course area, which is like the home page of the course. I'm just going to save this so we can move on. And then we have the post. The product and the post are the two things that I focus on first in terms of customizing and making it look pretty. You also have a sidebar in this post, which is in the lesson area. So sometimes you will find that the course is going to create, frustratingly, in this post sidebar, sometimes you will have this instructor and it will show up again. You're like, but I already changed it. That's because you need to change it in both places. It looks like Kajabi have maybe stopped defaulting to including that instructor bio, which I'm pretty happy about because it was the cause of so much frustration for new Kajabi users. But yeah, this will add that in a separate sidebar. So just bear in mind that is in two places. So anything that you include in that sidebar could be different in the lessons to what it is in the actual homepage area. So this could be something where you include different resources or different types of links, or you can get rid of it all together and make this show across the entire area here. So you can have that in the sidebar, and this will bring things down the side. If you don't show it, then this this course information is going to go full width. Do bear in mind that by default, the downloads, which is if you add in any PDF files or audio files or anything else in the downloads, shows in this sidebar area. It's got a gray line around it because it's only if there is a download for that lesson, it'll show up. So if you do hide that sidebar, you will need to add the downloads somewhere else. So I will usually add them into this body text area, which is like the setup for here. And you can then come into add content and then add post downloads and choose the name that you want that. You can also, if you want to, come into here and add in your coaching widget. You can add an audio player if your downloads are audio. So if you want to have a video lesson and an audio, this is a way to get around it. If you add this audio player, if the downloads that you add in the lesson area are audio based, then this post audio player will show up with a little play bar. This post info is what you've put in here. So if you take that off, it's not going to work. And you can add just calls to action. You can add code in here as well if you want to be funky. And a video download option if you choose to. So if you add this video download here, It's going to add a button. And if there is a video, it will have a button saying download video. Some people want their videos to be able to be downloaded by their students and some don't. So if you wanted to take that off at any point, you can just hide that or delete it and it will be gone. And you might want the downloads to actually appear first. So you might go, actually, you know what? If there is a download, I want that at the top. So you can just move things up and down as well. And also customize everything. So you can go through and change. This is the name of the lesson. This is the module and this is the name of the lesson. You can change all of the wording in this, all of the colors, etc. This is where your videos and all your content is going to show up. And you've also got customization with this. Often I will just make this a simple player where it's going full width and the full video is showing, in which case you won't have a list of lessons showing. There'll be this back and next. The inline is going to show all of the lessons in that module after each other. So if someone wants to fast forward to that, they will be able to see that. We can also change things like the player color, the player background color. We might not want it to be black, etc. The actual player color button itself. All of these things can be changed, and there's a lot of customization that you can do. So like I said, I have more training on this and I could talk about it for hours, but actually being able to customize and make your course content be exactly how you want is one of the reasons why I love Kajabi so much. So I'm just going to save this and we'll go back. So this section of it, it is a little bit hidden. So do remember to go into customize and then you have to click customize again to be able to customize it. If you have other templates, you can customize them offline. So when you're going in here and customizing, no one's going to see the changes in this version. So sometimes I'll even just make a copy or do the same one twice and kind of play with different layouts and styles. But this customizes where you can really make it suit your brand and go fancy. I would suggest don't get stuck in here, especially if you're new, because whilst you can make things look amazing, you can also spend a lot of time doing it. So just try and stick to some basics, but obviously get it on brand and get it how you want. Some other things. So this is outline is the back end, customize is the front end. These are the two main things that you'll need. This is the core of the content. This is how you make the content displayed. The offers is what is connected to it. So when you click into offers, this will show you every checkout and offer that you have got available if you have multiple, and you can click on them to actually go and make changes. Customers will bring you up with a list of customers. If you wanted to add certificates, you can do that in here. I'll just really quickly talk you through certificates. So you can choose to provide certificates for this course or not. You can add a logo and some information in here. And this will automatically generate a very basic certificate, which is kind of cool that you can add that up. And then on completion of the course, this will be emailed out to them if you have that set up. So you can go through and add all of this information and then preview it. Settings is somewhere that definitely you'll need to go if you want to change the name of your course. So if you've given your course a title and a description, you know how I was saying before, if it had product information, you couldn't actually choose how to change it. This is where you change it in here. Do bear in mind, if you change the title of your course, it will change the URL of your course. So if you've given people direct links to your course and you change the title, it will warn you to let you know. So I do recommend trying to lock in the title fairly early so that if you've given out links and any emails or onboarding, that they will still work even after you change that. This will not affect it. This is where you add that thumbnail, that image of what it looks like. You can add a paywall to the course at any time. You don't need to add it when you set up. You can always just add that in later and choose at what point that paywall is going to be. There is a feature to have live rooms and live video sessions for the course. So it's a way of, instead of using Zoom, that you can actually run live lessons, Q&A sessions, drop in office hours, anything like that. And you have the option as well I would of course turn on premium video. You can give a title to this and set a schedule. This schedule isn't locked in stone. It's more so that people can see it. You still need to start the live room and people will get notified once you start it. You can have the option to automatically upload recordings as lessons and publish them. If you don't have publish turned on, it will stay as draft. But that way, after the live finishes and the video has finished rendering, it's going to automatically be added into your course, and then you can put that where you want it to be. So that is really helpful. If you're running community, we're going to do a whole session on communities tomorrow. You can enable community for the course and select which access group is connected to this course, and then you'll choose which circle or channel is then connected into the course, inside the course itself. If you do not have this community turned on, you won't be able to connect it. So if you're trying to do it in the customize area, there's a little community widget that comes up and it doesn't work. You may need to come out and just enable community for this course to be turned on. Of course, you'll have to have a community first in order to be able to enable it. And this is where you can enable or disenable, turn off comments. And at any point in time, you can lock all previous comments. So maybe you're running a cohort and the actual support time has finished. You want to leave the comments there because maybe there was some helpful information in there for past students, but you don't want anyone to leave any new comments. This will leave them there so people can read them, but it won't allow people to add new comments. So these are all of the options that you can have within your course, which is fantastic. I love options. I love customization, and I love how easy it is to be able to set everything up. So so that is all the behind the scenes. I'm just going to check and make sure that I did not forget anything else in my description. Okay, so I just wanted to cover one last thing really quickly, the lessons in your actual course. So when you are in your outline and you want to actually create the video lessons, there's a couple of options. I will often set up, I won't go into this any further. I have lots of slides that I have purchased as templates in Canva, and I'll often use them as a base. However, some people will use just a straight up Google Doc note or a Notion doc, and they'll actually teach and speak off of that. And you can either teach your course live the first time and do the recordings as you present either your slides or your notes, or you can do a recording. I use an app called Teller. I love Teller because it actually creates two separate recordings. One of your screen, which can be your slides that you are presenting, which you can do straight from Canva, and a separate video of your face. Now, the reason that I love that so much is because you can then control what happens after the recording. If you use something like Loom, where you have your face and a circle in the corner, it's kind of burning it into Loom, and you can't remove that later or change the position of it or change the size of it or anything else. The reason I love Teller is that you record the two things, you kind of have it set at a basic setting, but you can actually split it up at certain points. So at some points, it might be your full face. At some points, you might be in the corner with the slides. Some points, you might be half and half. You could remove your face altogether. So that's one of the reasons why I'm mainly using Teller as my course creation, lesson creation software at the moment. And you can also put a really pretty background around that and also be able to change that in post-production. So I will put a link in for Teller in case you are keen to check it out. I've been using it for a couple of years on and off, and it's definitely, you know, iterating and improving. I also use that for screen recordings. There's some really great features where it'll allow you to zoom in on aspects of the screen if you want to as well. So also very, very helpful. So I will set up the lessons. I will screen record presenting the content or a screen recording, depending what it is. If it's just me speaking to camera, again, you can just use an app on your computer that you already have. You can use Teller, Loom, something along those lines. Descript also has a screen recording, face recording feature. So you need to record that somehow. I used to use for the first 6 years of my business, I used a $100 Logitech C922 webcam. That thing was unbreakable. It was, you know, really, really helpful. However, I have recently upgraded and I'm now using the Osmo Pocket 3 as a webcam, which some people are really surprised by. I was looking into DSLRs and all sorts of things to make it fancier. That's what I'm speaking to you in right now. It has tracking, which is really helpful if you're moving around, especially if you're doing some kind of whiteboard presentation. but it is a fantastic webcam. It is tiny. You connect it up with a USB cord, so there's no need to have capture cards and other stuff when you have a fancier setup. You could just use a webcam. Honestly, you could just use the camera on your actual computer as well, if you want to, especially if you were just in the corner like I am now. You can see that I'm just in, just in the very bottom. I'm going to actually just move back to full screen. So when you are in the corner, the quality of your video matters a whole lot less than when you are on full screen as well. The thing I would focus on is sound. With my DJI Pocket, I got a mic mini. I'm going to show it to you now. Excuse me if there's any sound issues. So this little mic here, I also connect it up. I actually had a lapel mic already, and you can plug that in. So I've got this just here, so it's bringing it even closer. But with the magnetic or the clip on that, you can just clip it onto your shirt and get it nice and close, and then you'll get good sound. Good sound, in my opinion, especially if you're just a little, dot in the corner, matters far more than the video. You'll probably find that the video content, if you just use your webcam, will be okay. And if you then pair that with a good quality microphone, it'll be even better. I have, very fancy, expensive microphones. My previous career was a voiceover artist, so I'm used to doing extremely high quality commercial grade audio. And just for complete ease and convenience is why I've gone to this mic. It's tiny, it's portable, it's easy to set up. You just turn it on Bluetooth to the computer, as opposed to me having to set microphones up, have a much better recording space using DACs and other things to connect it to the computer. Whilst I have that available, I just, tend to go with what is easiest. And maybe it's not quite as perfect, but I don't know if the quality difference would make enough of a difference for the extra fuss and hassle to set it up. So just that I would share that anecdotally. Concentrate on sound, and use a good enough webcam. You don't need to go out and buy a stack of equipment. Often I'll find people get really stuck on that point as well. They're like, but I need this and this and this, and I can't do anything until I've got all of that stuff. You could start just using earpods, something, like a microphone where the microphone's coming down near your face. You just need something to capture, good audio. It doesn't need to be, cinematic quality audio or camera. Just get your lessons done, get them done and get them created, and look for ways that aren't going to keep you stuck. You absolutely do not need to hire a production company, especially if it is your first course. I don't think you need to do that anyway, but especially if you are new and you're just getting started, use what you've got, make it work, and create your lessons and get your course created on Kajabi, because as soon as you start creating your course, you are creating value. You are creating digital assets that you can then sell. And selling is what you need to do in order to generate revenue in your business, which is the most important thing, regardless of whether you are seeking impact or you are doing this for freedom, or if you want to buy yourself a Lamborghini. You need to generate revenue, and creating products like courses and all the other things that you can create is how that is going to happen. If you've got questions about creating courses, please do let me know. Tomorrow, we're going to be looking at communities and how you can set up a community as a product, which is a fantastic way to expand upon courses or potentially even combine with courses to bring people together and get that sense of connection. There's so many options, and all of this is being done with the power of Kajabi, my favorite online tool for creators and digital entrepreneurs. If you are like, okay, I reckon I can do this, I know that I've covered a lot, I have an entire 30-day course on in full detail of how to actually do all of this. Today, I'm just giving you the very basic, quick run through. If you want to try Kajabi, get some courses set up, see how you go. The first 3 months right now is only $99. I will give you some beautiful setup support bonuses as well, because I want to help you get set up on Kajabi. Kajabi pay me a commission, and I put that back into creating the best support bonus package that I can. It also includes a one-on-one consult with me. So if you're like, all right, let me give you all my ideas to help me figure out what to do and what's the best thing to do and get started. And or if you've set things up and you want a Kajabi expert to check it, whatever you need, you've got that consult call as well. Go to theunicornadvisory.com/Kajabi. That is where you will find the details of all of our bonuses that you get. And you can use any of the links on the page, which will be our affiliate links, so that that commission will be tracked. So that special deal is going to save you hundreds and hundreds of dollars. It'll give you 3 months, which I reckon is plenty of time to be able to create a resource. I've got lots of training on different things that you can get set up on Kajabi so you can start generating revenue, whether it's course, community, downloads, or other things. So head to theunicornadvisory.com/Kajabi, sign up to Kajabi through our special affiliate deal, get my support to help you get set up, but do it before May the 23rd. So you've got a few more weeks, but that time is going to go really quick. So the sooner you get started, the sooner you can get into it. And yeah, if you've got questions about Kajabi, if you're just not sure whether it's right for you, let me know. I love chatting about Kajabi. It's pretty much my favorite thing in the whole world to do. I'm Kajabi obsessed, and for good reason. It is a freaking awesome product and an awesome company, and it is going to enable you to start generating income from your amazing ideas. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and you join me tomorrow for my session on communities and how you can create a thriving community. It's going to be awesome. I will see you again very soon. My name's Sue McLaughlin from the Unicorn Advisory, and this is what I do if I wanted to create an online course. Bye for now.